Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Dr. Kriner Cash, the outgoing superintendent of Memphis City Schools, and Bill Dries, reporter with the Memphis Daily News. Dr. Cash, thanks for coming here. You are leaving, I think, at the end of this month after 4.5 years. I guess I'll start with a simple but really big question. What do you think your legacy is after this very tumultuous time at the city schools?
Well, Memphis City Schools is well over 150 years old. This is the last superintendent for the Memphis City Schools. So part of the legacy will be what got accomplished in that last term of the Memphis City Schools, a great, great school system with a long legacy in history. I think the greatest legacy was in a relatively short time, my administration got a lot accomplished against fault lines and against things that were critically needed to be addressed. We addressed them, we attacked them, and we attacked them on all fronts. So both academic improvements that focused on the whole child, not just on test scores, and then business reforms that were deeply needed when I first came in. So academic and business, in other words, the whole district improved and it was set on a good and better trajectory than what I found 4.5 years ago.
And as you've gone through that process, I mean, people call you a reformer. I guess one question I have is, to you, what does it mean to be a reformer in this city, but also in America, the United States right now? So much happening that people talk about school reform. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, Eric, it's a great question. I really don't call myself that. I call myself sort of a problem solver and get in and look at what needs to be done. What's more of a medical model for me? What's the current condition of the patient? What does he or she need to reach full wellness? And then let's go to work on those areas. So I really didn't come in to reform. It's really more transform, improve the health and the condition of the overall district. And of course, children were at the epicenter. So I look at it more as an artist. It's really more of an artist that used good science to guide the agenda, reform agenda. So it's a much more broad term. I'll use a phrase that I like, one of my quotes, one of my favorite quotes. I like to use great quotes from great people. Michelangelo, when asked about his great Sistine Chapel work, he said, "I saw the angel in the marble and I carved till I set it free." And that's how I look at the children of the Memphis City Schools. You know, I saw great potential here. I see genius in them, but they needed to be carved and molded and shaped and set free. That genius needed to be set free.
Bill.
Dr. Cash, the other waves of reform that we've seen locally and nationally were focused very much on here's an experiment. Here is a pilot program. You never talked about a pilot program during your tenure. Your phrase was always, how do we scale this up? How do we take this to across the board, all schools or a set of schools?
That's correct, Bill. I think if you thought it was good enough and was something that was in your original vision, then it should be good enough for all children. Now, you need a different skill set to be able to do that. You know, the pilot thing is more of a tentative. We got to see if it works. And there's a little bit of temerity in that kind of approach. Our approach was always bold and big and courageous. And we said, we've got to get in it because it's a messy business education, no matter how you look at it. And let's make them work. So get a lot of balloons in the air, get the right balloons in the air around what the data say, and then let's get it going for all children.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.